The upstate leader in sports by day. Worldwide leader in sports by night. We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us for the batting cleanup today. You know, that's where you put your power hitter, the fourth consecutive guest in the cleanup role. The big dog, ESPN play-by-play voice, Roy Philpott. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Yeah, I never played baseball, but I'm guessing if I did, I'd probably be at the top of the batting order. Sure. I don't think I would bat cleanup. You know, more speed.
Yes.
And just, you know, aggravating on the base paths as opposed to just raw power. But, man, that would be great if I had it. It would be fantastic.
Well, you always want what you don't have. I can see you. I pegged you as a leadoff guy, maybe the two-hole guy.
Yeah.
You know, top of the lineup
guy.
Yeah, I can see that. Where are you now? I keep asking about I call them hideaway days, your ESPN get-together days. You're all doing, I think you're doing it, virtually now. But have you had those yet?
Yes, we have. We concluded those, I guess, let's see, what's today? Friday. So we had those Tuesday and Wednesday. And they've been, like, alternating. Like, before the pandemic, we were normally in person. We were always in person. And then after the pandemic, it's been alternating years. So last year, we all went up to Bristol. Maybe the year before, we were in Charlotte, and this year, virtual. And I would imagine next year that we're probably back in person. But, yeah, it's 2 days. Everybody that does college football, the company, gets together with management. Really, it's more of like the coordinating producers, our bosses, actually, as opposed to, you know, the higher-ups at Disney or ESPN. And just kind of go through the agenda for the season, you know, their expectations on, you know, priorities for college football, what they're focused on, what they want us focus on. And this year it was different, too. We actually heard from all four Power Four commissioners. So Jim Phillips, Tony Petitti, Greg Sankey, Brett Yormark, all gave probably like, I would say, about a 10 to 15 minute, you know, talk, if you will. And then we were able to ask questions, whoever wanted to pose questions to them. So a little bit different this year. But, yeah, it was good. It does kind of get you ready, and you kind of get done, and you look around like, all right, I'm ready to start calling football games. Like, when's our first game? And, you know, we're still 3 weeks out. So, but, yeah, it was good. I can answer any questions you got about that if you want to go down that road.
Oh, I got a million. Can you stay until noon and answer these? First and foremost, and you opened this up, I didn't plan on listening to this. You know, the best interviewers listen and react. I had no idea those commissioners were talking. You and I have talked about this in the past many times, about an air. About, you know, I ask you all the time about coaches and, like, who's impressive and, like, who makes an impact on you and, like, who leaves that impression on you. So I'll ask you, of the four, is there one of those gentlemen that when you left, you're like, man, that guy's got it? And look, you can say like the SEC and the Big Ten, but that's the product too. Is there a guy out there those 40 go, man, that guy's impressive. That guy's got it.
Yeah. So, I mean, you understand, you know, Greg Sankey is looked at as the commissioner of the SEC I don't want to say in a different light, but like when you hear him talk and when he answers questions, it is very cerebral. It is very deep in thought, and he's going to, you know, give you an answer that is well-researched, well-studied, and he's, I think, you know, very good in how he responds. A lot of times he can add a sense of humor to it, which he did with us. So, I mean, look, that's obvious. The one that maybe would surprise you is Brett Yormark out of the Big 12. Like, you know, he was in a position when he got that job, and I feel like the Big 12 has kind of always been in this role, this decade at least, with all the different things that have happened. He was put in a position to where, I mean, he's trying to survive. That league is trying to survive. And it did by jumping the gun somewhat over the Pac-12, in my opinion. So this has been a guy that's probably been ahead of the curve in a way that, you know, he had to be to maintain the integrity of that league and to grow that league and to put it in a position to have a chance. And I mean, and it does. So he has a little bit of a chip on his shoulder when he talks. And so just listening to him earlier this week, I kind of got that angle maybe that I didn't get before and just walked away impressed. So, yeah, I mean, those were two that jumped off. Jim did a great job for the ACC. And Tony Petitti, who I don't really know at all because ESPN doesn't have really any Big Ten properties anymore, or at least, you know, until the end of this decade, I don't really know him. And so, I've listened to him from afar. I try to pay a little bit more attention just to get a sense for, you know, what he's like. And he comes from Major League Baseball, so he has a different approach, I think, just because of that. And he also used to be a television executive with ABC Sports, I guess about 20 years ago. So he has a really unique perspective on everything. And he was good. I'm just not as familiar or, you know, as in touch with the Big Ten as I am with the other leagues right now.
Yeah, I wonder, is it just that you had to have all four because you guys, you know, ABC, ESPN doesn't have that. It's interesting that he was there. Any idea just to equal access or just to try to learn more about what commissioners are thinking?
Well, yeah, I mean, just because, you know, we don't have the rights doesn't mean that, you know, we don't talk about
sure.
the Big Ten.
Sure.
College game day is at Ohio State for the Texas game, yeah. You know, week one, and that's a huge priority with the company. Game day is coming off its most successful, most watched year ever. And so there's a lot of mojo there. It's Corso's last show. The Big Ten is, even though we don't have those rights, it's still kind of front and center in everything that's happening in college sports. And, you know, we'll talk about it on air and some of the random games I do. And, you know, they're not going to ignore the Big Ten on any level just because the rights aren't there. Look, I would imagine, too, it's someday, you know, their goal is to try to get back in with the league. I mean, that would be great just to have that more diverse portfolio. So I think they're doing all that they can to maintain those relationships for when those rights come back available, along with, you know, many of the other rights in major college sports, towards the beginning of the next decade.
Speaking of rights, your boss, your company you work for, bought NFL Network, NFL Red Zone stuff, that make an agreement with WWE, like, in a company that, you know, had laid some folks off. And I know you probably had friends of people that got laid off at a point in time. I think that I do like the idea that we're investing in these big properties, investing in these winners, it feels like to me. Thoughts on the big news? ESPN really was a busy business week this week.
Yeah, it was a busy week. Keep this in mind. I have no inside knowledge, and nobody. I had no idea that that's what they were doing before.
They didn't call you and ask advice
an hour before,
like,
it was announced.
Yeah, they didn't call you and say, "Hey, Roy, what do you think? We need to pull the trigger here or not?"
No. And so I'm not speaking on behalf of the company when I say this, but I think they would probably tell you, and it's common sense that their direct to consumer, product that's coming out later this month, where you can now buy ESPN or specific channels outright. And I want to say the pricing, you know, is around $30 per month for all the channels, all the access, and that includes everything, where you can just buy specific channels. It was a priority of theirs to be able to offer a little bit more than what they currently had or what they had before that deal was announced. Those multiple deals have been announced. And so now there's more value associated with that direct-to-consumer product, and I think that's going to be a huge priority that I'm going to be talking about a lot, promoting, you know, in our games that we're calling. And it's going to be, when you turn on SportsCenter or watch a game, there's going to be other announcers where you're going to hear a lot about DTC, direct to consumer, and the ESPN product that's coming there, to where you can just simply purchase it and there's no middleman with the cable providers. That's a huge focus by the company. So getting those other elements, Red Zone, NFL Network, and I think that, you know, there's probably some more coming, plus their, you know, pro property rights and their collegiate sports rights, makes it more attractive. And I think that's going to drive up the subscribers there. So the whole industry has been trending that way for a long time. It's not the cable's going away. It's not. We know that. But to be able to just reach the consumer directly with that technology is something that's been a huge priority.
A It's interesting moving forward where the company is and where a text wants to know, ask Phil Powell, where is Clemson going, Big Ten or SEC? I know that you banter that around a little bit. I'm not asking you for that, but like there seems to be a little uptick in, I know, the North Carolina articles that came out a little bit in your side of it and your talkings with it. Is conference expansion still a topic you guys are talking about?
No. I mean, I would say only because the contracts are in place,
right,
and the lawsuits were settled with Florida State and Clemson and the ACC, the all the deals are in place basically until 2030, 2031. Now, the closer we get there and the lower that buyout goes for, you know, schools in the ACC between now and then, I think you're going to hear it resurface, and I think there's going to be little bubbles and little pockets like what occurred a few weeks ago where that Inside Carolina article came out. By the way, those guys know what the heck they're talking about. And so, you know, I paid attention when I read that. And to hear that, you know, Clemson was being bantered about, I definitely thought was interesting. But, I mean, look, the tea leaves out there and some of the worst-kept secrets, I think, in realignment, you know, world, whatever you want to call it, was that there was, you know, that North Carolina and Virginia, those two schools were coveted by the SEC. Now, nobody in the SEC is saying that, but man, it is. That's been everywhere, and I know you've heard that for a number of years because they represent two untapped markets that are continuous within the SEC territory with the geographic footprint. Greg Sankey has talked about that. You know that that's something that's important to him, as opposed to other leagues that, you know, have you know, schools all over the country. And that you know, they're new, and so Virginia, North Carolina, you know, check those boxes. But here's the thing, man. That was as of, let's say, 2 years ago. Is that what will be most important when these deals are up in 2029, 2030? Like when you start to get closer there and the buyouts go down, man. I don't know. I don't know how anybody can predict that. So I think that was true a year or two ago. I can certainly understand why North Carolina would be coveted by a variety of leagues, ACC, Big Ten, and SEC. And then I think other schools like Clemson, like Virginia, like Duke, Georgia Tech, some of those programs would be coveted by leagues as well. To me, it comes back to brand and matchups.
Yeah.
And what does your brand create for a league with its current partners and teams? I'm starting to sound like a conference commissioner. This is getting gross. But what can it create for that league or leagues with the matchups and with the eyeballs, the ratings? To me, I would guess, Mickey, that that's more important than some of those other ground rules that I just talked about or what some commissioners may be thinking right now. Like, would it be attractive? Would it draw attention? Would it draw ratings for North Carolina to play Alabama in whatever sport,
right?
Football, basketball? Would it be attractive for Clemson to play Michigan in whatever sport, football or basketball? And like, those would be things that would be answered. But here's the other thing, and people don't talk about this enough, and it kind of drives me bonkos. The ACC, if you're an ACC homer out there, and I don't know that any of you exist, but if you are, you're old school, and you're like, I want to see this thing through from, you know, 1953 to 2153, there still is an opportunity in these next 5 years to where if the league, in football in particular, and in basketball it needs to bounce back, and that's still a weird deal, but it's not where it needs to be. But in football in particular, what would happen if you had Miami turn into its old self? What would happen if Clemson maintains its current status and, you know, is in the playoff and wins a couple of games this year and does that a couple more times this decade? What would happen if Florida State came back? All these things happen simultaneously. Huge what-ifs, and I'm not telling you it's probable. I don't even know if it's possible, but it's not impossible. And then, you know, Virginia Tech did something, and Georgia Tech continues to. What if you had a year in which you had three or four teams in the college football playoff, and that went on a run for a couple of years? Well, that changes things.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things I talked about last year at the end, in that first year of the 12-team playoff, it's so important what all these leagues do now because it's going to set the table for what the following year is like and the rest of this decade is like before all these deals are up. So there still is a chance for whatever league you want to talk about to assert itself and really be in it for the long haul. But, like, that's what makes the next 5 years, if you want to say the most important in the history of whatever, like, I wouldn't disagree with that. It really is because of the stakes and because of everybody's clamoring, you know, to position itself as the power two or the power four. Well, is there going to be two or four? I don't know. Is there just going to be one Super League? I don't know. But the next 5 years are going to tell us what those answers are going to be. So for the ACC and for, you know, its survival as we kind of know it or have thought about it, there still is a better there's a better chance than people, I think, are willing to admit of figuring it out and kind of maintaining what it is. Now, again, I don't know that that's probable, but I don't think it's impossible, if that makes sense.
All right, quick one. I've got 1 minute. Programming thought. And I, by the way, I agree with you on everything you said on that. Programming thought. Put your programming hat on for a second here. NFL Red Zone is so popular. ESPN does a little bit of that studio where you kind of go around, maybe ESPN News or ESPN, you know, one of those channels kind of does it every once in a while. Would that work in college football? It seems like you get so many more games and so much things going on at the same time. Would it work in college football?
God, yes.
I know. It seemed like a no-brainer, like, right?
No-brainer. And, I mean, even Roger Goodell was thinking about this, which I was just like, okay. You know, and that got everybody on social media excited. So, yes. I mean, we do it already in college baseball with squeeze play. And internally, that is just – it gets rave reviews in our company with what that product is like and the viewership for it. Same thing I would argue on social media. For college football, oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, yeah, there is a demand for it. I would be shocked if we're not talking about something like this being launched as soon as next year. Nobody's told me that, but that would be my expectation. Yes, that would work very, very well.
You'd be good to give me my credit card number now to sign up for that now, Roy. Can you take that for ESPN?
Same.
All right, good. All right, so nothing this week, right? Are you doing it working this weekend or not?
I'm off until week one of college football.
Awesome. All right, I've got many more questions coming out. Rule stuff you got with, other impressions from your from ESPN stuff. Let's do that. Can we visit next Friday?
Next Friday, we'll do it. Lock it in.
I love it. The big dog, ESPN play-by-play voice, Roy Philpott. Always enjoy it, buddy. Have a great weekend with the family, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
You got it. Thanks, Mickey.
All right, buddy. Roy Philpott. Love that guy. Short break. Big weekend. A big event coming up this weekend. I'll tell you about it when you return after this.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
When reliability matters, trust American Doormasters to keep your business running smoothly. Is your garage door opener broken? We specialize in diagnosing and fixing issues quickly and professionally, all at a great price. From broken springs to complete installations, our expert team has the upstate of South Carolina covered. Don't let a faulty door disrupt your operations. Call today, 864-990-3075. American Doormasters for all your garage door needs and experience top-notch service.
Hey, Tiger fans. I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
Anyone know a good plumber? It's an emergency.
One Tom Plumber will be there in an hour, or they'll discount your bill.
In 1 hour?
Yeah, just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber.
That's their name.
That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Danny Ford here for my good friends at Bennett Equipment, who have stood the test of time selling and renting construction equipment for 25 years now. Bennett is one of the top five dealers in the country for Takeuchi compact equipment, and when you deal with Bennett and Takeuchi, you get the quality, dependability, and service you expect and deserve. So call or stop by today and tell them Danny Ford sent you. Take it from me, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Do you love Takis Fuego chips? Well, you've never had them like this. If you never tried them, now's your chance. Wendy's new Takis Fuego meal is here with crushed Takis Fuego chips on a spicy chicken sandwich with chili lime sauce and a creamy corn spread, plus a small Fuego fries inspired by Takis Fuego chips and a bag of Takis Fuego chips while supplies last and a small drink available till midnight or later. Visit your local Upstate Wendy's to give it a try today.
I got my orange tiger gear. I got my parking pass. Wait, the mattress from home? No go. I need real sleep before game day.
At Engineered Sleep, they have you covered. Whether you're headed to the dorms, your first apartment, or that off-campus house with five roommates, we've got the perfect mattress to crush 8 a.m. classes and recover from late nights in Death Valley. Parents, don't send them back with that lumpy old mattress. Stop by Engineered Sleep in Greenville or shop online at engineeredsleep.com. Back-to-school savings are going on now. Go Tigers!
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, the only place in the upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. If you're on hold, hang on. I'm going to get with you. Red Martin stops by the studio, bring us some T-shirts, some great-looking T-shirts. Walk them on their shoes. Big event coming up this weekend. Good morning, friend.
Good morning, Mickey. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, buddy. So tell me, what do I need to know? What time, where, what are we doing? What do you need? How can people come involved? It's going to be a great day tomorrow.
Well, we're meeting at Unity Park at 7 in the morning.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And we're going to go out and we're going to walk a mile. The reason why we call it a walk a mile in their shoes is because we want to get people to know their story. Mm-hmm. And we kind of feel like if you know their story, you'll have a better understanding of why and why they're out there. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to take off and walk a 5K. We're going to walk to the Cancer Center and back from Unity Park. And we're going to have biscuits and waters and we're going to hand out some T-shirts.
Well, you're humanizing the homeless. That's one of your slogans.
Yes, sir.
So we'll do that again tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
What do people, do they register in advance? Can they just come by tomorrow? What do we need to happen there for people to get involved?
Either way, they can come by, meet us at the table in Unity Park, or they can go online and register at SundayDinnerWithATwist.org or go on Facebook and look up the Sunday Dinner.
What's it cost?
It's free to walk.
Okay.
But if you want to give a donation, we're taking donations. Okay.
And that is also donations for people who can't come. Like there's people listening in Arizona right now. Like you'll take donations there.
Yes, sir. They can just go online and drop, go to the Secure Give and drop some information in there and donate from there.
The shirt, the logo looks good. The shirt looks good. You did that logo yourself?
Yes. My brother actually is the one that made the logo.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's awesome. You got some great sponsors on there.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's great to hear. You can learn more about those when you go online, too. What does Sunday Dinner with a Twist still need? Volunteers, you guys have streamlined that process to make it easier for how and when and where and all that?
Yes, sir.
All right.
My wife is still doing most of the cooking.
Yeah.
Other than you got a couple churches doing it once a month, and then you got North Hills Church doing it every third Sunday. But if you would like to cook for 250 people, we'd love to have you out one Sunday to cook, and we can go to Meals on Wheels Kitchen and cook all the food right there.
Love it.
And gives my wife a little break.
Love it. Well, she needs that. Needs a break from you every once in a while. tell me about, do we need tents? Do we need clothes, shoes, socks, apparel? What else do we need besides money? Because you guys do a great job of making that dollar stretch.
Yes, sir. And shoes is something that we're concentrating on more now because of the fact of, you know, something like what Dylan Hunter did the other day.
Yeah.
Just taking his shoes off his feet and giving them to one of the homeless guys and the smile on that guy's face.
Yeah.
And me seeing him 3 days later with the shoes on and him crying because he couldn't believe after he looked up who Dylan Hunter was that he gave him his shoes.
Yeah. Big Dylan Hunter fans as a result, for sure. So if people like planning.
Yes, sir.
Future. All ages tomorrow, bring the kids out.
Yes, sir.
I love seeing pictures of kids donating their time with you guys and learning more and seeing and getting exposed to what you guys do on Sundays.
Yes, sir. And we have a big shout out to Christ Church Episcopal School. Those kids come out and support us.
That's cool.
And we got two guys from the lacrosse team right now, and they're out there every Sunday. In the mix, Mickey. They're handing the food out, hanging out with the men and women out there and just enjoying it.
One of the very first fundraisers I did here 28 years ago, we're raising money for a kid who had some situations, unfortunate stuff. And we're doing it at Chick-fil-A Clemson. And in walks this little 4 or 5-year-old kid with his piggy bank.
Yeah.
To donate money.
Yeah.
That's the coolest thing to see, man. You know, I was 4 or 5 years old. I was dumb. I didn't know what was going on. This kid's bringing in his piggy bank.
Yeah,
that's cool to see.
We've had two or three guys that were actually homeless come back and hand me $2 or $3 the change in his pocket because he wanted to give us something back because we had been coming out.
Is that cool?
You have to accept it.
Oh yeah.
Because if you don't, they kind of feel like
you know. No, their money's good too. You'll take it too. Yeah. And showing what they've done to come throughout all that.
Yeah.
All right. So 7 o'clock tomorrow, all day. You get 7 to 8 or 9.
It's probably going to be 9:30 at the latest.
Yeah.
And
I like how you're doing in the morning, man. It looked cool. Man. It felt so good this morning.
Oh,
it's gonna feel good out there tomorrow.
Yeah. We got white shirts, kind of whitish off-white shirts, so it won't be so hot.
All right, tell me again, how do people get involved with the website? How do they get involved with the walk tomorrow in advance or just showing up? And give me some more information before we go.
Yeah, we just love for you to come out and show up at 7 o'clock Unity Park and come out and just hang out with us. Just
awesome.
That's all we really want to do is show love with no stipulations.
Love it.
And I think if we do that, we can humanize the homeless with that.
SundayDinnerWithATwist.org.
Yes. Yes.
Awesome. Love it, man. T-shirts look great. Thanks for that.
Yeah. Graphic Cow did them. They did a great job.
They did a fantastic job. I know the guys at Graphic Cow.
Yeah.
Good people for sure.
Good.
Hey, Trail did some stuff for you. I saw that in the newsletter.
Yeah. They did some snack bags.
Snack bags. Yeah.
And, man, they were some of the best snack bags we ever had.
Good stuff for sure. Let me know what you can do. Hey, will you call me middle of next week? Let me know how it turned out.
Yes, sir. Sure will.
Awesome. SundayDinnerWithATwist.org. Go out and see this, folks. 7 o'clock tomorrow in Unity Park.
Yes, sir. You still have time to register.
Do it. Register. Right. Come by. It'd be a great day. No football this weekend. I like how you did that.
Yeah.
That was cool to see. So good stuff for sure, man. Always enjoy seeing you. Love you.
All right. Love you too, man.
We'll see you soon.
Thanks to the Roar and the Roar family.
Oh, man. You guys are great for sure. Telephone number 654-ROAR. Let me get Scott in Greenville. Scott, you've been very patient with me, friend. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing this morning?
Man, always patient with you, brother.
Well, thank goodness.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Hey, I ain't got to talk to you much this week. I got some things going on, but congrats to your little fighting Mickey Plyler's from Irmo making it to the Little League World Series.
Well, that foundation was laid about 45 years ago when we were in pony leagues and colt leagues and high school championships, American League championships, being ranked in the top 10 in USA Today. Look, it's a long-standing tradition of Irmo baseball. Everybody knows that.
You built that tradition, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it's the house that I built down there is where they play. Yes, yes, 100%. Seven Oaks Park down there and Struthers-Sly Field and the launching pad, man. Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of good baseball being played there.
Oh, yeah. Well, man, I just wanted to give you a shout. You had Roy Philpott on a while ago, and it reminded me of a question I saw yesterday. It's a little late in the show to be asking it, but I saw it on one of the baseball fan pages or whatever. Who is the broadcaster of your childhood? You think of your child. You and I are about the same age. You think all the great broadcasters that were coming up, you have Vin Scully.
Yeah.
You know, you had Harry Carey, Skip Carey with baseball. Keith Jackson with football.
Oh, Nelly.
Bert Lundquist.
Oh, Nelly.
Yep.
Yeah,
I was just wondering who yours might would be.
Well, look, I was Vince Scully was the most unique.
Yeah.
Because he could tell a story that would take three innings. And you couldn't do it in any other sport. You had to do it in baseball. But, like, he would start a story. And it would last, like, the entire inning or two to get through it all. And it was a great story. And he held you on the edge of his seat through all that. But I'm going to give you another one. Larry Munson. Because I spent all those times. You know, when I was a kid, we would go to – Clemson always played at 1 o'clock. And so we would, you know, and I very seldom got to hear Jim Phillips. I told him, I said, you know, I don't get to hear you much because I'm always at the game. He's like, well, you can wear headphones all those times. Anyway, so we were at the Clemson games. But, like, going home, we would listen to Georgia games, or Georgia started a little bit later than Clemson. We'd listen to Munson, and Munson was always so awesome through all that. And then on the way home, like, we would wait because my dad wanted to listen to South Carolina games. So South Carolina played at 7 all those times. And so we're like, we'd wait to come home and listen to that. So Bob Fulton. And Tommy Suggs with all that stuff. But to me, Munson, because Munson did it to where it was us against the world, and my God, are we going to look at that slow clock just winding down, or speed up clock, or hunker down, hairy dogs, you know, or it's always like begging them to find a way, you know. Love that guy.
It was like he was on the field with it, you know.
Living and dying with every snap.
Yep.
And he was so descriptive. You know, the thing about Munson was like the ball was never at the 36-yard line. It was a 36-and-a-half-yard line, you know.
Right.
In a pregame show, I'm listening to them. They're playing down in Columbia one night, and it's hot. You know how Columbia is. Like, it's next door to hell. So it's hot. And Munson's talking about how hot it is. And he says, in the row right in front of me, there's a bald man, and I'm watching his sweat pour off his head right now. Like, it wasn't just hot there. It was the, you know.
Yep.
It was the best. He was the best.
Them young guys you got, because there's about a 20-something year age gap between you and outside of Milstead, you and everybody else there. They don't understand all that. They don't have. We don't have those good guys anymore.
I say Larry Munson, and they go, "You mean Don?" I went, "Yeah, Don's great." I'm talking about Larry Munson. They had no idea these cats around here what they had.
Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah,
remember that vividly.
Yeah.
But, anyway, just thought I'd pose that question to you. I was curious.
How about you?
Smoking hot wife had her. Hot wife had her final eye surgery this week. So I think I'm a little nervous today because she gets her patch off and can see things, and I'm curious what's going on. I may be packing my bags this weekend.
You know, do you ever look at it and go, "Arr!" You don't ever get any of that in there? You're going to get slapped if you do that.
Yeah.
You don't do that?
Yeah, just crazy. I did tell her yesterday, doctor come in and said, she said, "What's my limitations?" He said, 10 pounds. Can't lift 10 pounds for a week. I said, that's good, because the mop only weighs one, the broom only weighs one. Just don't carry them together. just don't carry it all together.
I love it.
Don't overdo it.
Good luck with all that. Let me know how it turns out.
I will, bud. Enjoy the show. See
you, buddy. Thank you. So, Sam, you sit up there and see the Munson. There's a couple of Munsons up there in the lower row. Can we play those? Like, can we play a couple of those, Larry Munsons? Just to give you the steel chair. What do they say up there? I can't even read. What do they say?
You've got Run, Lindsey, Run.
Run, Lindsey, Run. What else you got?
Nelson Welch. That's Phillips. You got Hobnail Boot and Tire Drive. You got a whole compilation here.
All right.
I don't know what's on the compilation. That could be anything.
Give me the compilation.
Let's see
what Larry Munson has for me.
Turn and hit. Peebles kicks it very well. Werner on the 28. Ran by one. Ran by another. Ran by another. 50. 45. 40. 45. 30. Stop. Werner. 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 What a year. 236 Georgia getting beat in their own ballpark. Spending 2.5 yards now on fourth down. Buckaloo sprinting to the right. Looking to throw. Looking in trouble. And there's a man open. Iowa. There's a hole. 5, 10, 12. He's running all the people. Oh, you Herschel Walker. My God almighty, he ran right through two men. Herschel ran right over two men. They had him dead away inside the 9. Herschel Walker went 16 yards. He drove right over Orange Church, just driving and running with those big five. My God, a freshman. Wide in motion to the left. Try to run a draw with Herschel Walker. He drives off the tackle. 5 yards. 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Herschel. There goes Herschel. Touchdown. He has just broken the all-time record for a freshman back. 64 or 65 yards. Down on the 8. In trouble. Got a block behind him. Going to throw and a run. Complete to the 25. To the 30. Lynch's got 35, 40. Lynch's got 45, 50. 45, 40. Run, Lindsey. 25, 20, 50, 10, 5, Lindsey Scott. The ball's back on the 16 and takes a 2-yard loss. As they curl over the ball, Georgia students and fans standing and roaring. 23, 22, 21. Clock running, running. Oh, look at the sugar falling out of the sky. Oh, look at the sugar falling out of the sky.
Look at the sugar. How, all right, I didn't mean to beg Lindsey run. I had to.
That's awesome.
I just fell through a metal steel chair, a 5-inch cushion. Man, they're going to have to rebuild this press box now. Think of all those dog people staying at St. Simon's Jacket Island. Man, is there going to be some property destroyed tonight? Look at the sugar falling. How about the one where he says, come on, you guys, hunker down. Just one more time, hunker down. And he goes, I don't mean you to beg to hunker down. I had to, guys, just one more time. I loved it like when the clock, like when Georgia was winning, he'd say, look at that stupid clock. That thing's so slow.
We gotta
run, clock.
We got to find wherever Munson. We got Munson 1, Munson 2, Munson 4. We got to find Munson 3. We need another compilation. That was fun.
That's best.
We need more of those.
When Georgia was losing, he'd be like, look at that stupid clock racing down now. Like the clock would change depending on if Georgia was winning or losing. 1 second did not equal 1 second. When they were winning, oh, man, that stupid slow clock, like a second, lasts like 8 seconds. When they're losing, like, look at the clown just like flying by. Stupid clock. Oh, man, the guy was the best. Short break. Final segment of the week. We return after this.
The countdown is on. 22 days until Clemson Tiger football. Brought to you by Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney.
Clemson. Second down and 8, takes a shotgun snap, off play action, wants to throw, pressure coming, gets rid of it, goes to the downfield, cut, Westall across the pin 40, he's going to be inside the 30 before he is brought down.
We are 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar, where every day is game day.
Sitting here today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asks, Walt, I got a call from someone telling me that they were from Medicare and they wanted to review my current insurance plan with me. I thought it was a scam and I just hung up on them. I'd like Gary's opinion on this call.
Great job, listener. I tell my customers that neither Medicare or Social Security will ever give you a call. Everything with the government is done in writing for backup. I even have charlatans telling my customers that I told them to call. Friggin' unbelievable. If you don't recognize a telephone number, don't answer the call. If you need further clarification, feel free to contact me at 864-307-8484.
There you have it, listener. Once again, Medicare and Social Security do not call, as Gary generously offers, give him a call instead at 864-307-8484 should you have questions.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go. and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
I'm Ryan Beasley. My office works with clients in all areas of state and federal criminal defense to include pre-arrest investigations, white-collar defense, as well as student conduct issues at colleges and universities. Our team works in courts across the state to include city court, magistrate court, state court, and federal court. Our responsive and proactive approach in all cases is relationship-driven, client-centric, and resolution-focused. We look forward to the opportunity to work with you. Please give us a call at 864-679-7777 or find us on the web at www.ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Looking to refresh your home without breaking the bank? At Linden Floors, we've got you covered, literally. We're a local, family-owned business that's been bringing beauty and durability to homes across the upstate. Right now, grab our luxury vinyl flooring for just $1.99 a square foot. Yep, you heard that right. Whether you're remodeling or just sprucing things up, trust the team that treats you like family, Linden Floors. Call us at 864-494-4317 or stop by today at 101 Chester Street, Spartanburg, and step into something better. Linden Floors, where design meets durability.
It's bow time. Introducing Bojangles' new Breakfast Burrito. It's your favorite crispy bow rounds, savory sausage, fluffy eggs, cheese, and southern gravy all wrapped in a warm flour tortilla. But hurry, it's here for a limited time. It's bow time.
Estes Heating and Air is here to keep your family cool in the summer and warm in the winter with premium Heil units, supercharged with 100 years of superior engineering and quality manufacturing. Estes is Clemson alumni owned and celebrating 26 years of serving Tiger fans across Oconee, Pickens, and Greater Greenville. Be sure to like their Facebook page for giveaways, promotions, and specials. That's Estes Heating and Air on Facebook to win prizes and receive specials on HVAC services and installs to keep your family comfortable all year long with Heil units. Depend on them.
Turn any day into a special occasion when you give her fine jewelry from Turner's Jewelers. Our experts will help you find a dazzling necklace, sparkling earrings, or a stunning bracelet. You know what she loves better than anyone. Turner's can customize a unique piece crafted flawlessly to show your love story. And when it's time to look for engagement or wedding rings, you can count on Turner's Jewelers to make the perfect day even better. Dream up a magical gift at turnersjewelers.com or visit Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca.
He's opinionated, caffeinated, and never intimidated. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on The Roar.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the horse.
You know where I'll be? I'll be at Ingles. Loving Ingles, man. Loving it. I did yesterday for the big graduation. I did a little surf and turf yesterday, boys. Did filet mignon and some sauteed some shrimp. A little Caesar salad in there. And my wife loved it. My in-laws loved it. And my kids loved it. So, man, thank goodness. If you want to have that grill out success and their pharmacies. And by the way, curbside pickup. Because I know that's very important to a bunch of folks. Helping that. Do that for sure. Look at all their great stuff and their weekly ads of some great things going on there too. Bottom line is that these people are got some awesome things happening. It is grilling season. You know what? It's very, very close to tailgate season. So we love our great friends over at Ingles. And I'm looking right now at weekly specials. Let me give you a little weekly special here, boys. So this weekend, right now, this is a weekend special. I'm looking at some fruits and vegetables, and I'm trying to eat healthier, and I'm grilling vegetables more and more now. So like some asparagus, grilling some zucchini, some green beans. My wife's got some okra right now. We'll do it. Do it. Get those vegetable specials. And then I'll sneak over to the ice cream aisle too. Don't let me fool you. Go by and see our great friends at Ingles. Love the prices. Love the savings. I filled up with gas yesterday at Ingles. And it was nice to see. I could take some money off with my Ingles Advantage card. Love that. My friends over at Ingles. Telephone number 654-ROAR. My friend Hal's been hanging on forever. Hal, you've been very patient through all the guests and everything. Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Pretty good. See, we've had a couple of people turn reach an awesome birthday. Steve Corso has just turned 90, and Marv Levy just turned 100. You know, and not many NFL coaches in my life. I'm going to be 90 years old, so maybe Don Shula and Bud Grant, and we all know John Madden was only his mid-age when he passed away. So it was Chuck Noll and the Papa Bear wasn't even, he was just 88 when he passed away. And Tom Mandry, he was just 75. He died from complications from leukemia.
Yeah, I didn't know that Marv Levy is 100 years old. How about that, man? That's great. That's awesome. I didn't know this. He was a head coach at William & Mary. Because, you know, I think of him as the Buffalo Bills guy. How about that Marv Levy was the head coach at New Mexico, at Cal, at William & Mary? I didn't know that he had that college career in there. And he won the Southern Conference Championship in 1966, before I was born. How about that?
Might have called Marv Levy an ACC legend.
Cal. And, yeah.
When he was coaching at Cal, he coached Craig Morton, I think.
How about that? He was at Cal from 1960 to 1963, the ACC legend. How I appreciate you pointing out, 100 years old. That's good stuff, man. Have a great weekend, buddy. Always good to hear from you. The guy was born August 30. Yeah, 100. He just turned 100 the other day. How about that? That's awesome. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I'll save my LSU neck thing. Just quickly.
Is this a next week problem?
Well, here's the thing. LSU banned the song, and the LSU people wanted it back. It has this vulgar saying that the whole stadium erupts in, and they decided to bring it back. Like, I don't know, man. Like, in the Me Too movement, you can tell somebody to do that. I don't know, man. Like, you can't say that. But, like, the LSU president, the band director, the music department, like, they got together, the board of trustees, bring it back. Yeah, we think that's okay. Like, what kind of world are we living in where that's okay to say that to somebody? I hate, if you don't know what I'm talking about, don't even look it up. But, like, the whole stadium chanting that, I want to be intimidating, but, you know, like, when Bama does the rammer jammer, yell a hammer, give them hell, Alabama, and then they say, hey, Vols, we just beat the hell out of you. That's intimidating. And you can say that, but you can't say what the LSU fans say that next song. Like, higher education, like, that's okay. The president of the university. I'm sitting there watching the doctoral graduation yesterday. I'm reminded, you know what? This is a school. This isn't a football NFL team. Like, this is a school.
Institution.
Yes. And we're going to say, okay, the president signed off on it. Well, yeah, we'll do that again. Like, is somebody got any principals involved at all? Anyway, that's an old man take. I'm not going to get in anymore.
Landon, you and Scott in Greenville just had this conversation. Landon, I want to get your answer. Who is the broadcaster that comes to mind? Because you're my age. Who, for our childhood, who comes to mind for you?
Musburger for sure.
Okay.
You are looking live.
Yeah. I always just, his voice just always kind of sits.
That would have been one for me as well.
In my head. And it's just one that I always enjoy. And I think it goes with the kind of.
Y'all know ABC, ESPN Musburger, though. How about CBS Musburger? You know where Musburger got a start in the big time? He was the NFL Today. He was the pregame guy. Phyllis George and Jimmy the Greek Snyder. What was Irv's last name? I mean, that was the, that's where you got to start.
I'd have to think to limit one. I could probably do one per sport, honestly. I'm trying to think of. Landon probably will disagree. Basketball, honestly, if you're going NBA for Landon and I think it's Mike Breen for basketball for
really?
Me.
More than Marv Albert?
We grew up on the bang. Yeah, the bang. We would grow up on that. I think of Al Michaels when I think of football. Yeah. There's something about Sunday night football to me just was more fun as a kid.
Whoop!
I loved it. It's some like him and Collinsworth. Baseball for me is Tom Hamilton because my dad would always turn off the TV broadcast of the Indians games and turn on the radio broadcast.
Legendary Indians guy?
Hall of Famer last week. Oh. Inducted Tom Hamilton. And Musburger would have been one for me as well. There's so many. There's a lot of good ones.
You know what I love is that the best left-handed pitcher in Clemson baseball, Brian Barnes, texts in Irv Cross. My buddy Michael says that as well. How about that?
And I might get hate here, but
got a multiple Irv Crosses.
I love Vern Lundquist and Gary Danielson on SEC and CBS. Like it was just those two. I think they were so good together. They had great chemistry, and I love listening to them do games.
Danielson,
I know it was SEC games. I get it, but
now Danielson's like it. Sometimes Danielson gets kind of like condescending.
Yeah, I just think they worked very well together.
They did. Vern Lundquist made it easy to work with, though.
Yeah,
and I know Vern from the golf standpoint too. Like in your life, have you ever seen anything like it? Loved it, man.
Jim Absolutely Nance has been around forever, too. Jim Nance is one that comes to mind as well.
Irv Cross passed away in 21. Didn't know that. Yeah, Nance is just the thing about that Nance and Michaels and you see Buck. What they do, football, baseball, basketball. Like, they do it all. Like, that's a talent now. Al Michaels at 1980 Olympic hockey. Never done it before. Do you believe in miracles? Yes.
People always slander Joe Buck. And when I was younger, I didn't mind Joe Buck.
I never understood it.
And people like Joe Buck now. I'm like, man, Joe Buck was good.
I never understood it.
Well, it goes to show you just how it's hard to be liked for a long time. Because either you got your 15 minutes of fame, everybody goes and you burn out. Or, like, you've been there so long, people get tired of you. Like, it's a hard, hard deal to be liked for that long. Nance has stayed on top like that long.
Especially when you mentioned it a minute ago there. Someone said Gus Johnson. That's another one. Hurt my feelings. Joe Buck was everywhere. So you heard him everywhere. Those guys who do multiple sports and you hear them on Sunday night and then you hear him in the World Series. Like, oh, yeah, I'm kind of getting sick of this guy. I always liked him. I never got it.
Texture also said, don't forget the beautiful Jane Kennedy. Yeah, they had Phyllis George and Jane Kennedy on this show. Like, they were bombshells. Like, they were – and Musburger's over there. And then Musburger gets in with A.J. McCarron's girlfriend over there and show him up on the screen. Musburger gets in trouble for the Florida State Cowgirls.
Catherine Webb.
What about Bill Rafferty?
I love Bill Rafferty.
I've always
onions.
Yeah, I love Rafferty.
Nothing but nylon.
Rafferty's awesome.
I like Rafferty.
There's a ton of good ones. There's not many I don't like. Yeah. There are quite a few though.
Yeah. And but I will tell you this: this is my Brad Hughes going to Allstate, going the extra mile. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com, Brad Hughes Insurance.com, 292-3001. See if he can get better coverage, better rates. See if they can do that. If you're bank drafting it right now, you don't even know what you're paying. Investigate. Call them. See if they can help you. I guarantee you might be able to help you out. The point there is, you used a key word, I liked him. I'm going to tell you, if you're going to be a Nance, if you're going to be a an Al Michaels guy, like, you can get away with football season. Like, if you only do football, you don't have to be likable. Basketball, you have to be likable because it's a short period. If you're going to do everything like those guys do, you have to have a likable personality. Like, Regis Philbin forever was on him and Regis and Kathy. Why? People like the guy. Like, he's just a likable, lovable old granddad kind of a guy. And so you better have likability through all that. Skip the music. Sam, 2 minute drill. What do you have for me?
It's my favorite time of the season. It's time for me and my dad's argument rate to ramp up. The Browns start tonight. Shedeur Sanders is going to play at least 50 snaps. It's not going to
– Are you sure you're going to have the ball for 50 snaps?
It may be pretty, it may be ugly, but it will most certainly be entertaining. And I'm ready to complain for the next 4 months. I'm excited.
That's your birthright as a Cleveland Browns fan. Like, you have the right to complain.
I told you earlier, as much as the team makes me want to jump off a cliff many weekends, and by many, I mean 98% of them, I can't resist. I can't look away.
It's almost a defeatist. Like, you take pride in the defeatism.
It can't get worse than last year, and then it'll get worse, is what I always say.
Don't ever say can't get worse.
No, it's always going to get – well, I mean, it got worse as it could be a few years ago. We did go 0-16.
Yeah, but even then, there's some scandals and things. You're like,
could get worse. It always does.
Landman, what do you have for me?
My dad wanted me to throw in Mike Tirico.
Tirico's good.
Tirico's awesome.
But the only thing about Tirico is, not a likable guy off the air. Like, just he's a turd sandwich.
Hey, maybe.
That's what I hear. I don't know. I never met him.
And then quickly, my Twitter has now been flooded with Tanner McKee highlights thanks to someone that is coming on after us. And I can't say – I can't lie. I think I'm buying in. Give me Tanner McKee. Put him on the Bears. Put him on the Commanders. I mean, he can play for anybody, man. Let him go.
All right.
Let him roll.
Eric Newton, for all real estate needs. EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him. We'd love to help you out. I mean, keep telling you about the unbelievable stuff they're doing there at EricNewton.com and the brand new Greenleaf. Brand new townhomes. Find out about it at EricNewton.com. You're going to love the townhomes and the luxurious, affordable, and brand new, less than a mile from campus. Greenleaf, check it out, EricNewton.com. Just be prepared for this. For the next 3 hours, it's going to be the Tanner McKee show. It's going to be nothing but McKee this, McKee that. It's just Mick all day long.
Better than Mikey Moore.
Great job for both of you guys. Great job for all of our guests today. Up next, Faxon and John. Have a wonderful weekend. More importantly, Tina on a Monday. We'll see you right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.